Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 1, verse 38. Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." We know the story of Jesus' miraculous birth so well that we often have to work really hard to imagine how completely incredible this moment was for Mary. She was probably a teenager and may well have never travelled outside of the rural Galilee region where she was born. The news that she was going to have a baby was shocking at every level. She was a virgin, and having a baby was therefore a complete impossibility. But she listened attentively to the angel's words and is assured that, crazy as this all sounded, nothing is impossible with God. Her response was extraordinarily impressive. She describes herself as the Lord's servant and accepted the future that God had chosen for her. To be a servant would normally be seen as demeaning. We probably instinctively think of Downton Abbey and the way in which the servants living below stairs were given all the dirty, heavy and difficult work to do so that a few people could live lives of incredible luxury. Being a servant doesn't sound remotely attractive, but Mary recognised that it had all to do with who you were serving. And to be a servant of the Lord was the greatest privilege of all. Mary's story might feel utterly remote from your life, but it really isn't. Today, God invites all of us to be his servants, and he wants us to see that this is the highest privilege of life. It doesn't get better than this, not for Mary and not for us. So let me ask you a question. What does it mean for you to be the servant of the Lord today? Now let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, that because of your love for us, you invite us to be your servants. Help us to be like Mary and to joyfully embrace the future that you have for us. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.